Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. One, nicotine can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can make kids more anxious. Three, changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Well, feeder cattle were under pressure due to the strength of corn. It may be difficult to find support today with corn higher again overnight. The reduced corn yield potential seen on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour may keep corn prices elevated with the potential for higher prices as that crop is harvested. Live cattle could not overcome the spillover pressure from feeder cattle along with steady to lower cash last week. This week will be interesting as Labor Day will disrupt the usual buying habits of packers. Hog futures may have stabilized, but with plummeting cash, there seems little reason for traders to buy aggressively into the market. Futures contain a large discount to cash, but that's not of concern to traders at the present time. Cutout weakness and ongoing demand is the focus of traders. Cutouts were down about 43 cents. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash falling $7.37, ending a very negative week. Now, Kansas City wheat, the December is trading down 10 cents. December Minneapolis is down 7 cents early today. That's in spite of a 0.2% gain in French milling wheat quotes. One concern weighing on U.S. wheat prices is the U.S. dollar index trading near its highest level since 2002, a factor that makes export business even more difficult than it already is. The story of U.S. wheat in 2022 is that production is supposed to be up by 8% overall, but the production mix changed this year with hard red winter wheat production down 23%. December corn's trading 6 cents higher early today, one of a handful of commodities trading higher, as Friday's hawkish comments from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell seemed to have brought on a risk-off response from investors. Numerous pictures of incomplete cobs of corn on Twitter after last week's Midwestern crop tour has supported the earlier findings. November soybeans trading down 19 cents early today, falling back from last week's challenge of the one-month high of $14.89. Futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close Friday, live cattle futures, October down 60 cents, 143.05. December down 80, 149.10. September feeder cattle down 205, 182.20. October's down 212, 183.40. October hogs down 45 cents at 90.65. Grain futures, Kansas City wheat, the September up 14 and a quarter, 883 and a quarter. December's up 16 cents, 882 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September up 15 cents, 784 and three quarters. December is up 16 and a quarter at 805 and a quarter. September corn's up 11 and a quarter at 668 and three quarters. December was up 14 and a quarter, 664 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.